let's bring Jason Cairns in because my computer has frozen up. 29 degrees. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I'm all right. How are you today?
Yeah, the road's kind of slick out there, and my computer just froze up on me, so.
That's not good. I mean, neither of those are great.
Right.
Yeah, I looked out this morning, and I was like, oh, I guess my exercise this morning will be shoveling, so.
Uh-huh.
Pushing some snow off the sidewalk in the driveway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But.
So, we're trying to get you the normal music I have in the background, and so that's a bit of a struggle, but, okay, yeah, I was under the weather yesterday, so so I, hopefully
so?
You're okay.
Like stomach stuff, or
you know, this morning it's stomach stuff. We won't get into the specifics of that,
sure.
But anyhow, yeah, headache. Just was exhausted, and so
that's not good.
Spent other than breakfast, I was in bed into well into the afternoon, and then I was like, "You better get up here, or else you're not gonna. It's gonna be hard to go to bed tonight." So
yeah,
and it was actually so. Dealing with that kind of thing, but yeah,
so
that
far
makes
I feel fine. So,
all right, good.
Let's
glad to know
that.
Yeah. In the meantime, yeah, lots of challenges on the national scene for folks to navigate mentally, I guess. And so,
there's our music.
Yeah, there it is. Feel more comfortable, like putting a good, comfortable pair of slippers on. So,
sure.
Do you wear slippers?
I have them. I don't wear them as often as I should, but yeah, I don't know if should, but I bought them because I wanted to wear them and then I don't. So,
it's my winter custom to, you know, when it's get the bathrobe on, get the slippers, and then go about my business after the alarm goes off. So,
Yeah,
so the tariffs went into effect, I guess, Canada, China, and Mexico, and rewriting a trade deal that had start, you know, basically ripping up a trade deal that President Trump had instituted himself the first go around.
Yep.
Canada kind of scratching their head saying, you're saying this is about fentanyl, but very little fentanyl comes into the U.S. from Canada.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, looking at the stock market futures yesterday, you know, everything just tanked, not surprisingly, which is what I think a lot of people said would happen when tariffs went in.
Yeah.
So I think people should be ready for prices to go up. So, because that's what happens when we do this. So,
yeah. And again, with this administration started 2 weeks ago with the best economy in the world. So hopefully we can return to that. So.
Hopefully. We'll see. Yep.
So that's just some of what's going on. Elon Musk's young posse got access to some things in the Treasury Department that they shouldn't.
Right. So. Yeah. Not a government employee, not an elected official, but has access now to Social Security payments and federal Treasury. So that also doesn't feel great to me.
Yeah. So there's a lot that's concerning. I guess it gives us that wonderful opportunity to heed those New Testament admonitions about prayer, right? So
Yeah, absolutely.
So trusting in, relying in, looking to God and not the government. Because I was sick yesterday, I wasn't able to join my wife, but my wife, three of my kids, some of their friends, and our Sunday group turned out at the community table, made the meal, and then served the meal.
Nice.
And so, especially in a time where it seems like there's, you know, money for refugees being, you know, frozen and different things like that, it was great to say, hey, in a time when, as Jesus said, because of the increase in wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Like, we need to be intentional and lean into, you know, love and service, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, I mean, that happens mostly on a local level, right? I mean, that's where we see that happening the greatest is we can love our neighbors who are nearest to us. And
So I appreciate my wife kind of put that whole thing together, and we had to provide milk, and there was money to contribute to make it happen, but glad to be able to do that.
Very nice.
And at Peggy's leading, we actually, I think, donated a dresser and a mattress to some refugees looking to get situated here as well. So anyhow, we got Acts 11, 19 to 21 today.
And that says, meanwhile, the believers who had been scattered during the persecution after Stephen's death traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, Antioch, and Antioch of Syria. They preached the word of God, but only to Jews. However, some of the believers who went to Antioch from Cyprus and Cyrene began preaching to the Gentiles about the Lord Jesus. The power of the Lord was with them, and a large number of these Gentiles believed and turned to the Lord.
I'm going to read the last part of your paragraph in Letters to the Beloved. You say, each encounter was a risk, but I was always with them just as I am with you. It takes courage to tell others, but that is how people come to believe.
Yeah, you know, my word for the year is strength, right? You know, and I really want to live in that way where I'm courageous and willing to speak, where I'm, you know, sometimes when my voice trembles, there's that quote, speak even when your voice trembles.
What does Brene Brown say?
Don't puff up, don't shrink back, stand your sacred ground.
Yeah, that's good advice.
I mean, that's that idea of, okay, I'm going to stand in this. And,
right.
And that's really my goal for the year.
Very good. Thank you, friend. All right, Drew Frelick on the line from the great state of Michigan. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing?
Hey, good job on your public radio interview. How did that come to be?
Yeah, so we had a comedian on at the Joke Gym about, I don't know, 3 months ago, Vicky Wong. She's a Taiwanese comedian. It's somebody I met back in Shanghai. And she did a great job. After the show, she was like, hey, my friend is over at NPR. He's a producer on this show called The Metro.
Huh.
I should totally hook you guys up. I was like, okay. So I called him and I talked, and it was this great conversation. We talked for almost an hour and a half on the phone. The guy was – I didn't get the sense that he went to church, but he really wanted to talk about the church and celebrate recovery.
Huh.
And yeah, so then he was like, we can't wait to have you on the show. And so last Thursday I was on the show, did like a 25-minute interview for their NPR, local NPR station. So it was very cool.
Yeah, it was very good. Now, I've got a bit of your comedy that they played. They introduced it as being from the UK. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so they played there. I had no idea what to expect. And so they played this clip at the very beginning. It's this old clip. I was like, where did they dig this up from?
Yeah.
And they said it was from the UK, which I was there 10 years ago. And then later I found out, no, this is just like from some show in Michigan, some tiny little town.
Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, you know, probably like UK, Michigan. That's like a big town up north or something. I don't remember what I said, but
yeah,
they laughed and we moved on. So
Yeah, but I thought the comedy was good, even though it is old.
Okay.
It's not a clip we've ever played here before, and let's give it a go. Here we go.
Child.
Okay. All right, let's see. What's wrong here? I think I'm going to have to get rid of the closings, and let's give it a listen.
But I love Ford truck commercials, because Ford truck marketing is like, they make you feel like you could be a car guy if you just bought an F-150, you know? What you could be doing in your Ford truck. Like, you're towing a trailer full of concrete up the side of a mountain in your Ford truck. There's a wrecking ball falling off of a tall building into the bed of your Ford truck. They never show you, like, what you will be doing in your Ford truck.
So, yeah, that's
frustration of the young dad.
Right, 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 right. Some real like, passion there. But I thought like, that was good. I'd never heard that particular shtick before. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, people were checking in. That's funny to hear now, you know. It's like, are you okay? You sound like a pretty frustrated dad.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
That Burger King thing, though, that actually happened.
Okay.
My son, we were in the drive-thru at Burger King. He pooped his pants.
Uh-oh.
And it, like, got on his socks. I was like, how did you even do that?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm, like, ordering a Whopper. It's just young parents. I feel for them. The stuff that they go through, it's just like.
It's the real
it's
life.
It's unimaginable.
Truth is always stranger than fiction, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unimaginable. So,
all right. Hey, next Monday, tell us about, because you had the joke night that was just the pastor, so we're going to hear about that maybe next week.
Yeah, that'll be great for next Monday. The clergy only open mic. It was a big hit.
At some point, because next Monday will also be the day after the Super Bowl. And,
oh, wow. We're going to have a lot to complain about.
Yeah. Sorry the Lions weren't there. So, thanks, Drew. Our buddy Drew Fralick from DrewFralick.com, WWIB, the Web Wake Up Show. Weekend recap here on a snowy Monday. Again, we've gotten a lot of reports from different people out and about in terms of traffic slowed. I don't know. What did you experience, Caleb?
It, still is going to take some clearing of the roads to make them safe to drive on. I have to say, slow down quite a bit and expect longer time and some slick conditions.
Yeah, but again, Abbotsford, the only school not in session, and that was due to a water main break. They're having a virtual learning day. For me, weekend recap, no regrets. Men's conference, Valleybrook was one of a few different churches I hear in Eau Claire that had that via satellite from Elmbrook in southeastern Wisconsin. There's a great testimony early on. Crawford Laritz had a wonderful message to start with and sowed the word into our hearts. And so a great time of fellowship, a little maybe further extended discussion time following the sessions is what Bill Moline built in at Valleybrook. Meanwhile, Sunday, under the weather here, so just tried to rest and catch up. I missed out on serving at the community table, preparing the meal and serving it, but I don't think they wanted me around that. So thanks to those, my wife, kids, their friends, and others from Sunday Night Fellowship that did that. And then finished watching Man on the Inside last night.
Hey, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, that's good.
Good one. My weekend, you know what? I have to say, yesterday it was good to be back at church because, again, Sunday morning, Wednesday night, we have missed for quite a while because my family has just been shook with illness for a while, one after the other, and just lingering, holding on, which isn't the greatest encouragement for you as you're under the weather right now, too. Hopefully it's something different that you've got. But it was good to be back with our church family yesterday and to be back with my family. I enjoyed a wonderful Sunday dinner as well. Before that, on Saturday, got some errands run, but it was good to have Cooper back in action. Again, co-coaching his youth basketball team for the YMCA, and he was too sick last Saturday to get out there and play. And he got to play, had his highest scoring game ever.
Nice.
Okay, if I can brag on my kid a little bit, he had a spin move to the hoop, a little teardrop finish.
Nice.
That made the entire crowd like, ooh.
Wow.
And he was like, I don't know. I was like, it was pretty awesome, and I certainly didn't teach you that. Like, so,
nice,
anyway,
Cooper. Way to go.
Bragging on my kid just a little bit.
Yeah.
He did a great job. I'm proud of him and proud of the team, the Red Dragons. We had a great time getting better every week.
The Web Wake Up Show, three jokes apiece here on a snowy Monday. Caleb and I, and let's give it a go. First one for me. Caleb, why did the student eat his homework?
I'm not sure.
Because his teacher said it was a piece of cake.
I like that one.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see. What kind of dad jokes do I have today? Did you hear about the local art competition?
No.
It ended in a draw.
There you go.
Oh, man.
A little art humor this morning.
Yes.
Caleb, what's a snake's favorite subject in school?
I'm not sure.
History. All right. Sorry, I know you're not a snake. It was just there.
What do you call a belt made of $100 bills?
Wealthy? I don't know.
A waste of money.
Ah. Good one. All right, we'll go with it.
That was pretty weak.
Hey, last one for me. Why was the math book so sad?
I'm not sure.
It just had way too many problems.
There you go.
Wow,
and,
man.
One more for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Again, you can always do better. We know you can. 715-396-1670. Well, you've heard it said, do what you love and the money will follow. Mm. So I ate a whole pizza, took a nap, and watched TV, and now we wait.
I like it.
Oh, goodness. It's a Make Us Laugh Monday on the Web Wake Up Show. Hopefully making your commute wherever you're going a little bit funnier. And be safe. Take a little extra time. And thank you again to all the hardworking snowplow drivers getting those roads cleared as we got a few inches of snow overnight, didn't we?